program this week. Joining us is the man that I trust to do all the work on my guitars.
Guitarzan.
If you've got an instrument that is sick, this is the man that I trust to work on my
own. Yeah, I'll lay hands on it.
Yeah, yeah, he will definitely lay hands on it and get it sounding pretty. This is Mr. Eric Gibson from Guitars and More here in Coleman. One of the things that I've always liked and respected about Big D and about Danielle, they are Christians first, and everything else comes second. And they always start their show with prayer, and I think that's something we need to continue with.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to ask Brother Cheryl, Pastor Cheryl, if you would, please open us up with prayer.
All right.
Lord, we thank you for this evening. We thank you for this gathering of men that have come together to talk about things that are important to us tonight and that people want to hear. I pray that your grace and your mercy will be up with us and give us wisdom in the things that we talk about and the answers we give. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Thank you all, everybody, for joining me tonight. To start off with, there's a question that I was thinking about, and I wanted to throw it towards Pastor Cheryl. Why is it important for a Christian to submit to the spiritual authority of a man of God?
Ooh, I hope my question's not that complicated.
Oh, no, I've got some algebra for you.
Oh, no, I don't do math. Just go ahead and set these headphones down. Bye, guys.
It is very important in a sense of, number one, biblically it's set up that direction. When it talks about how that people receive blessing, even through the Word of God, blessings came downward. It
right.
From God. It would come down to the prophets, and then it would go down. In reference to the anointing, when it talks about unity and how pleasant it is, it says it's like the oil that ran down the head of Aaron, even down upon his beard. This was a symbol of the blessings and the Spirit of God and how spiritual authority comes from the top and the blessing goes down.
Right.
It talked about the dew on the mountain that came down. And so spiritual authority, number one, it's a biblical context. Number two, it is the nature of mankind has always been, and if you study through the Word of God, Old Testament and New, you find where humanity is subject to fall. The Bible says we were born in sin, shapen in iniquity. And so from the beginning, we deal with this sin concept. Since the fall of man, it wasn't set up for us to deal with it, but since the fall of man, there had to be a way of escape. And so God set up with his authority. He used prophets, he used kings, he used judges.
Right.
And all these were set up to instruct and to lead people. And so now it's the same way, but God has pastors. Of course, the Bible talks about the fivefold ministry for the perfecting of saved people or the saints. That's right.
Right.
And so that means that no saint is perfect. None of the people, quote unquote, Christians are perfect because God established a fivefold ministry for the perfecting or the process of making saved people better.
Right. And I've often heard, and I know you have too, well, I'll get into church and I'll get these things, you know, I'll get right with God when my ducks get in a row.
Right.
And I think you mentioned that last night, actually. And the issue with that is your ducks are never going to be in a row.
Never.
Okay. I don't know about the men in this room. I mean, I hold all of y'all in high regard, but I'm a hot mess most of the time. And I'm smart enough to where I realize it. And
I don't even own any ducks.
Right.
So I don't have a dog in this fight even.
Lost,
you know?
My mind.
Yeah. You know?
I'm glad my wife's not on the line to call in and tell everybody just what a hot mess I am. But if anybody wants to call in and
we gotta call line one.
The call in number is 256-737-9505. Feel free to call in and join. Let me kind of add to that last question, because I've even had people in my family throw this one at me, and I've said it myself before, you know, I don't need to be in church to worship God. I don't need to be a
but
member.
But you get to be.
Right, right.
True.
To me, it's more of I want to be.
Yeah.
You know, I would say those things when I wasn't right, you know, but then once I did get right, it was.
Jennifer said careful.
Careful. Okay. The wife has issued warning number one. So Let's just go ahead and dive right into that pool then. Here's a question for you. What would you say is important to make a successful marriage? We're all married. We've all got kids.
Oh, man. I'm just going to jump right in there and tell you, it's communication. Absolutely 100%. And it's really about everything. The more you do it, the easier it gets. Right now,
absolutely.
I'm getting ready to get married next month. And
congratulations.
I have the daily routine where you get up. Thanks, man. Wonderful woman. Love her to death. First take a minute and say, hey, Coco. Hey, Mimi. Say hello to my boys. Hawk and River. Daddy loves you. So regularly we get in the regular routine. We get up. We go to work. Punch in the time clock. We tune the guitars. We go home. We go to bed. Get up. Go punch the time clock. Well, now I've got this big thing happening next month, and there's a lot more things and variables involved, and it's easy to just get up and continue about your way, and you're like, oh, okay, we'll do this, that, and the other. But I guess it really had a refresher course in how important communication is, and it's every little thing. It's like, what time are we going to be there for the church, and this, that, and the other, and have you told me this about the boys you're going to be coming and going, like the radio program tonight.
Sure.
I found out from you last night we were going to do this. She had already gone to bed, so I had to call and go, hey, by the way, I got to go do this radio thing, so I need to communicate that. But that, in any relationship, especially a marriage, your person that's been given to you, it's communication by far.
Right now we've got a caller on the line. Looks like the boss is calling in to check on us. We've got Big D on the line. Big D, how's things down at the beach, Big D?
Well, look, right now, Danielle and I, we're looking at the Gulf of Mexico. Let me tell you something. If you want to talk about God's creation, you should be down here to see absolutely how beautiful this place is.
I'm so jealous.
Everything's on fire here at the station.
Incredible. So, man, I just wish everybody was down here with us just to hang out, to be able to breathe, and just to see this, God's miracle work down here. We've had a great time since we got here, and we have ate like you would not believe. Oh, my goodness, that we ate.
I've seen.
And, we're just being lazy.
Sure. Well, you're on vacation, and I've seen the Facebook post, and I have to tell you, I was not jealous until I saw Lambert's. When I saw the Lambert's post,
we got Lambert's to get a while ago. It was so good. I'm like, all right, look, this is our second trip. We're not coming back, but it was so delicious.
So you're gonna be like Thelma Louise down there, hot day.
Exactly. That's exactly it, Eric. We're just hanging out, having a good time. So look, I'm gonna let Danielle, because she's the talker of the two. So I'm gonna let her say hello.
Okay. Well, it's good hearing from you, Big D. And you recharge those batteries, and we'll see you next week.
Okay, hey Chris, how are you?
I am doing great, Miss Danielle. How are you doing? I hope you guys are having a great week.
Oh my gosh, have we eaten like pigs? I see the dads down here.
Well, if you're going to be someplace for seafood, you are at the right place.
Spot. Yep.
We went to the Oyster House last night. It was amazing.
That's one of my favorites, Tin Top, going out towards... let's see, it's out towards Bon Secours, where the shrimp boats come in. It's a little bit hard to find, but it's worth it. Great food out there, too.
Okay, well, you guys enjoy the show. Have a great show. It looks like you've done a great job. Thanks for praying on the air.
Oh, no. Thank you for letting us, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to host tonight. I've actually been looking forward to it all week long. It's been great.
I know you have, and you're doing a fabulous job, and thank you for filling in and doing the behind-the-scenes stuff that I do. I see you organized it really well, and I'm very proud of you.
Well, thank you, Miss Danielle. I'll definitely use that as leverage on my wife when she hears what I'm going to drop here in a few minutes.
I want some of that peanut butter pie, by the way.
Okay. Next time that I come in, I will bring peanut butter pie.
You better. Enjoy the show. Love you guys.
Love you too. Y'all have a great vacation.
Okay. Big D says bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Well, it was good to hear from Big D and from Danielle, two of the hardest working people that I know, and not just hard working, but they support local businesses, they support local music, which is huge. And they've given me an opportunity to come on and play my Christian music and to talk a little bit about God, and then giving me this opportunity tonight.
That's awesome.
It's always good to hear from them. Oh, I hear some bumper music on. I believe... believe we're going to be going to a break here in just a moment. You are listening to the Big D Radio Show. This is Christopher Greer on 95.5 FM, Coleman's only independent FM station. We'll see you here in just a few more minutes. Y'all have a good night, and we'll see you after the break.
The difference in the clothes she wears down to me. The change has come. She's under math.
Hey, Coleman, it's almost October. That means it's time for Coleman's Oktoberfest. Come check it out Wednesday, October the 4th through Sunday, October the 8th, and come celebrate our German heritage. The 5 days of activities for the whole family are taking place right in the middle of Coleman at the Coleman Fest Hall Marketplace. Oktoberfest 2017 features a car show, arts and crafts, a kids area, 5K and 10K runs, German food, music, dancing, of course the famous beer garden, and even on select days, you got it. Live 95 is going to be broadcasting live. Come by and see us. This year's entertainment schedule is even better, including Terry Cavanaugh and the Alpine Express, who's providing your genuine German entertainment on most weeknights. Then on Friday and Saturday, check out this lineup. The Beatles cover band performs Friday evening at 6:15, known as the Beatles, followed by the area's own Overtones at 8:15, and wrapping up the night, country music star Riley Green takes the stage at 10:15. Saturday features country band Countrywide at 6:15, followed by a local group, Round 2, at 8:15, and Flyby Radio will wrap things up on Saturday night, taking the stage at 10 o'clock. Sunday will feature the Cotton Picking Kids at 1:30, followed by Roy Crawford and his Coleman County Bluegrass Group, and Three on a String will wrap up Oktoberfest 2017, starting at 3:30 on Sunday. To get the full schedule and more information on the events taking place downtown, the Coleman Oktoberfest page there, or visit ColemanOktoberfest.com. Coleman Oktoberfest 2017, a Coleman tradition.
Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
I love the bumper music here.
Actually, that's him playing the guitar.
It's hard to beat the Rolling Stones. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Big D Radio Show on 95.5 FM, Coleman's only independent FM station. We were just discussing what it takes to have a healthy, happy marriage.
And I thought we were talking about Big D and
we were talking
out down there in the Gulf.
We were talking about how much they've been eating
peanut butter pie and all that stuff.
That's right.
That's all part of it, though.
Dean, what would you say is essential to a happy, healthy marriage?
And I think Eric hit it on the head. Communication, that all starts right there, and you've got to be
boom point, Eric.
That's it.
High five. Give it up.
Sweet.
Next question.
I've learned to, you know, just record all my conversations so that my communication
is. Oh, that's brilliant.
You know, something I would say is a good lengthy chores list. Mm-hmm. Those baseboards are not going to clean themselves.
Yeah, you got to keep them in line.
That's right. Now, hold on. You hear that sound? That's my wife rolling her eyes at Bluntsville. Seriously, communication, I think you hit on the head. One of the other things I would say is important is
sandwiches.
Well, that too.
Sandwiches.
That goes without saying, but transparency. You know, when my wife and I got married, I wrote down
the sandwich bag.
I wrote down all my passwords. for all my emails, for my Facebook. Mm-hmm. I told her, I said, you want to look in my emails? You want to look on my phone? Have at it. It's right there. There's nothing that should be secret from you because you're my wife. And
the word is accountability.
I do the same thing, but it's because I have such horrible ADD. I can't keep up with that stuff, so I depend on it. Right. So I can't afford to hide anything.
Right. Well, I don't know what y'all talking about, but my wife made my password.
There you go.
There we go. So we're all in good standing.
Didn't
in this
even
group.
Give it to him.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I heard Dr. Phil make a statement years ago, and not that I do a whole lot of watching Dr. Phil, but I did happen to catch this.
I figured you for more of an Oprah guy.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Is there anything under our seat?
He made the statement that, I wish. He made the statement that, you know, when he was referring to what is cheating when it comes to your spouse.
Right.
And, you know, because he had some guests on and they were saying, well, you know, we didn't, nothing occurred, nothing happened. And he said, well, cheating, by his definition, is anything that you would do that you wouldn't do if your spouse was there. If they weren't there, anything you would do.
I could see that. I could absolutely see that.
And I said, you know what? That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. So whether it's, you know, just conversation or whatever. So, and it comes back to that. That's accountability.
Yep.
That's accountability. And is definitely important. It's definitely essential to a good relationship.
I'm lucky. I got the greatest woman in the world. I don't know about you guys, so I don't have to worry about it anymore.
Well, we're going to keep her in our prayers.
Right. Please do. Right. You know, and speaking about
please,
prayer,
Jesus, keep her with him.
Speaking of prayer, I think a family that prays together stays together.
Absolutely.
Sure. And when you have a spiritual bond and, you know, your household has God in it, you know, to me, that strengthens everything about that household. It strengthens your relationships, trust, everything.
Yep.
You know, and I am so fortunate because my wife is a wonderful woman that I'm madly in love with, and I don't ever see that changing. You know, she is a perfect partner for me, and I know, with the exception of you, I know everyone's wife in this room, you know, and we're all very lucky.
Yeah.
Some of us extremely so.
Thank you.
I mean, I'm not going to name any names, but there are some of us here who have married up.
I think that's all of us.
Yeah. Pretty much. And then everybody cast their eyes around the room and see who's talking about.
Who's he talking about? All right, here's one we're going to throw out at you. I like to throw some questions out of left field. And these two have already heard it, but you haven't. Who was your favorite wrestler growing up and why?
You know, I really wasn't that all into wrestling, but of course, you know, the first thing that pops out of my mind is the Ultimate Warrior. I just thought, you know, he came out, he never spoke. You know, I always thought that was mysterious, you know.
Well, he did, but you couldn't really understand what he's talking about.
Doesn't matter who's having this conversation, the Ultimate Warrior is always going to come up.
So he, the Ultimate Warrior, that's it, you know.
That's it.
Yeah. Next question.
A little bird tells me that you should be bragging on your wife more, Pastor Cheryl.
Listen, just anybody that knows her, they already know everything I'm going to say.
Absolutely.
Because she's just that kind of lady.
Yeah, she is.
Cha-ching.
You know, he said Macho Man. He said Goldberg. For me,
That's the lawyer's. Birmingham,
right?
Yes. Yeah. I did not know they wrestled.
Very little known fact that they're great wrestlers.
I had no idea. That's awesome.
Shannara is afraid of him, by the way. Just so you
really?
Know. Yeah.
But he's got plenty of places up high behind all the billboards.
I feel like now we're going to get sued.
Yeah, probably.
This is getting nervous.
Just to cover all of our bases, the views and opinions presented here tonight are not necessarily those of 95.5 FM Coleman's only independent FM station. Okay, we're covered now.
All right.
For me, it was Jake the Snake. Just because
Jake
I like
Roberts. How the heck's all Jim Duggan, man?
Oh, dude, come on now. Seriously, he rides a short bus and licks windows. I'm sorry, man. I got to call that one like I see it.
But who don't love a 2x4?
Well,
I got a question for you guys.
You guys are versatile.
You guys are,
you can
know more about wrestling. Obviously, we're more into wrestling than I was. Where were you at that pivotal moment when it finally dawned on you that it wasn't real?
I thought that stuff was real.
I did. And then when I found out that it was like a soap opera for me, and I immediately lost interest in it. Yeah. And I was like, this is devastating, you know, to the point I'm like, I cannot believe they got these animals in this ring beating people with chairs, and this guy's eating a 2x4, and then my granddad's like, that ain't real. I'm like, what are you talking about?
I used to watch wrestling with my great-grandpa, Boots Terry.
Right.
And Boots Terry believed it with all of his heart. I mean, he would sit on the edge of his seat.
Santa Claus!
And his coveralls zipped down, and he was just all into it. And there was a time then that I was right on board with Pawpaw. I called him Pawpaw Boots.
Whether or not wrestling was real shouldn't matter at all. It never stopped my grandma from watching her soap operas.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah, and you knew
that. It ain't real.
There's no way that lady could have had amnesia that long. Okay.
Yeah. And look, again, you know, like you said, I said Bill Goldberg. And I mentioned this earlier when we were talking before the show. As much of it's fake, you can't get speared by Bill Goldberg and not get hurt. I don't care. You can't fake a spear, man.
Now, I am going to say something funny. To me, I find this hilarious. My little boy is 5 years old. Okay, y'all all know Charlie. You've all met Charlie.
Remember, comedy is a privilege, not a ride.
That's right. So Charlie, he loves wrestling. He's of that age. I won't let him watch for WWE because it's too sleazy. Mm-hmm. But we watch New Japan Pro Wrestling. It's more along the lines of what we grew up with as kids, only with more Japanese.
Right. The acting is much better.
Right. So,
dialogue?
Yeah.
Top notch.
Excellent.
So my little boy and I wrestle each other all the time. And when he gets done beating up Daddy, he grabs a microphone and he cuts a promo in Japanese, because that's what he sees
that
on TV.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
You know, and he's speaking this 5-year-old Japanese.
That's YouTube gold right there.
But you know what? He could be speaking real Japanese, because my knowledge of the Japanese language is Godzilla, about 4 words for cars, and the other words are for food. So, for all I know, he could really be speaking it.
That's got to be the bumper music next week.
For real.
All right, turning Japanese.
Yeah. Oh, man, I can't believe you brought that reference up. I asked you this outside. Okay, is there anyone here who's not a football fan?
Not huge.
Okay, you're not, but I got one for you in a minute. Should Gus Malzahn be dusting off that resume right about now and possibly making a few phone calls?
I don't even know what he's talking about. Is that like on a TV show or something? Oh, you're talking about football contests.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I've seen those on TV once before.
Yeah, they run up and down the field.
That's
the
thing, yeah.
That's right. That's Eric Gibson. You go to him for all your guitar needs.
And not your football
needs. Your football needs.
Yeah. Leave me out on the sports section of the trivia crack on your phone, okay? Well, useless.
Vegas loves him.
Yeah, absolutely. By the way. Absolutely. This guy keeps betting on the Bengals.
That's right.
Here's a
soccer team, right?
They're a great band.
Yeah.
Never mind. I'm my bad. It is. It's the band.
Yeah.
Hey, Shed a winner.
So here's something I was thinking about, and I was actually going to ask you about it. First off, is it ever too late to learn a musical instrument? And I think we'd all agree, probably not. But for the
1-2 o'clock in the morning, yeah, people in the house do not like that.
For the parents out there, when is too early? Like, I've got a 5-year-old, and I'm starting
that
to work.
That is totally tangent right there.
3 months is probably too early.
They're never too young to start exposing them to sort of music, okay? About 4 or 5, you can always find some sort of music immersion.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you throw everything in and see what they're interested in. About 5 or 6, you start wanting to narrow it down into where they show some genuine interest. And about 6, time to start getting them into some beginner introductory style lessons, you know, and then go from there.
That's if you're going to have on America's Got Talent by the time they're 8.
Right. Hey, Daddy going to be old. Daddy can't work one day. You got to sing. Get out there and work.
That's right. See, my little boy is 5, and he's starting to pick up guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll sit down with him and show him chords. And he's just now getting the strum. But, I mean, we've all seen the parents who've got, like, the 3-year-olds, and they're standing over them with a belt making them play piano.
Hey, look, man.
You know?
Don't be poo-pooing the Joe Jackson method now. It's proven.
It works.
Just kidding.
It works. But it's also good for a lot of therapy. I would say.
That's right.
Somebody's got to keep therapists in business.
That's right.
That's true. And we're not Scientologists, so we're all good with that.
This is about boosting the economy.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
I'm starting to hear the bumper music.
Uh-oh.
All right, we're going to take a break here on the Big D Radio Show. Come back and join us after the break. This is Christopher Greer sitting in for Big D on the Big D Radio Show, 95.5 FM, Coleman's only independent FM station.
Nothing else to do. Oh, it's in color. Your hair is brown. Your eyes are hazel. And soft as clouds.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at Cyber Broadband.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors-only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Woo-hoo! Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today. Or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's independent radio. Broadcasting from the People's Bank of Alabama studio. From a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Coleman's independent radio. WRJMLP, Coleman.
Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show. This is Christopher Greer sitting in for Big D on 95.5 FM, Coleman's only independent FM station. We were just talking about teaching children how to play instruments and how not to. I believe the Joe Jackson method was brought up. Here's a kind of a follow-up to that. If you could only listen to three albums, for say you're on a desert island, and you only get three, what would they be?
All right, who's first? I got mine.
Go ahead.
All right, I would say Hendrix, Axis Bold as Love.
Okay.
Album number two would be Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon. And album number three, that's a toughie right there. Probably, wow. I don't know. I get stumped all of a sudden. And I'll get one more. One more. Probably Lynyrd Skynyrd, self-titled album.
For me, I think it would be Buddy Guy and Junior Wells, Alone and Acoustic.
That's strong.
I mean, if you're talking about blues, that's
talking about forever.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. I would probably throw in one of my favorite bands is Drive-By Truckers, The Dirty South.
That's pretty good stuff,
which
too.
I think is their best CD. And the last one, it might be cheating a little bit, but the 50-year greatest hits anthology of the Rolling Stones.
Oh, come on, man. That's like 19 albums long.
Captain Geach and the Strip Shack Shooters.
No. mine would be anything Commission. Anything right. Winans, and absolutely anything the Sons of David.
Okay.
Mine's going to be Becoming Who We Are by King's Kaleidoscope. A little more
good band. That's a band you've turned me on to. Yeah.
And another album would be Any Given Day, which was actually a conglomeration of the guy from OC Supertones and some other people. Very difficult album to find. And after that, man, I'm just going to have to put some stuff together.
Okay.
Because I just don't know of any one album that the entirety of the album would do it for me.
Yeah, that's why I got down to that number three. I was like, I don't know. Well, don't throw me off the ship on the island yet. I'm not looking through the selection.
I cheated a little bit with that, you know. I mean, that's four CDs long, but I'm hosting tonight.
I had questions, so I already know what I'm going to say.
Right. Well, here's one that I'm going to throw out for everybody. What are the most common stumbling blocks for new Christians? And this is something that we're working through at our church. Four of the men in this room go to church with me at New Life in Arab, which is a great, great church. What are some of the stumbling blocks when we're talking about people coming into the church?
I think one of the main things that people face after repentance is it is trying to acclimate to the Christian culture. Mm-hmm. And the Christian culture is, look at repentance alone. The Christian culture is everything that you used to do before, you turn around and don't do anymore.
Right.
Which is the defining definition of
repentance.
And then acclimated into being faithful to the house of God. And the first question that you had, learning to submit to someone's spiritual authority.
That's hard for me.
Yeah.
That's something that I struggled with.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, for me, I feel like the biggest stumbling block for a new Christian is the new Christian. And misconceptions and misperceptions that have been ingrained by our society over years and years of religious tradition. And we seem to forget that being born again is just like being born the first time, and we've got to relearn how to walk, how to talk, how to dress, how to eat, how to
live.
It means completely allowing God to reshape our ideals, our morals, our thought process, because everything we are till that day, when we turn our lives over to Him, has been formed by the world around us, which is, as the old saying is, going to hell in a handbasket.
Chaotic.
So we've got to allow that all to be reshaped. And the other part of that is understanding that it is a complete giving over of control to God.
Right.
I've heard some new Christians say that their biggest problem with becoming a new Christian was other Christians.
Well, that comes back to that misperception and misconception, because too many other Christians don't do the same thing. If it becomes a question of whether I'm going to go to church Sunday, or whether I'm going to have time to pray today, whether all of these things, well, then you've got it mixed up.
Help your fellow man. I mean,
right. This thing should be without question. It should be just a given. This is what it means to be Christ-like.
You know, I thought for a long time, and I even wrote a song dealing with the subject, as Christians, we need to spend more time walking the walk and a whole lot less time talking the talk.
Sure.
Because talk's cheap. There's a lot of people out there talking.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're going to church on Sunday and Monday you're running around on your wife, you know, Tuesday you're talking all kinds of junk about the people in the pew behind you.
Yeah.
If you're not living what you profess to be, if it's not evident in who you are and how you live, then you need to take a long, hard look in the mirror and you need to rethink some things. You know, and I'm speaking from the background of I fell out of church for 20 plus years. Buddy, I was lost as last year's Easter egg. And I'd say, if we're all honest, probably every single one of us in this room have been in a similar circumstance. Absolutely. You know, for me, once I took it away from being about me and I made it about him,
there you go.
Things started to straighten out, and all the little things kind of went away, and the big things became little things. You know, and to anybody who would be listening, you know, who's on the fence, who's struggling, especially with addiction or major problems in your life, you know, there's a God who can heal. Absolutely. And there's a God who can help, and you're never going to outgive that God, and you're never going to have a problem too big for him to solve.
Right.
You know, and this is something that I've experienced in my own life.
Well, and you go back to we're talking Christianity, let's go back to the Word of God, where the psalmist said, magnify the Lord and let's exalt his name together. And my reference to that is when you look at anything through a magnifying glass, what you're looking at, what you're gazing upon is so big that everything else around it disappears. And so the bigger that we make God in our, and allow God to be in our lives, then the smaller the stumbling blocks become.
Yes.
And the issues that we seem not to be able to get over, a lot of times it's because we don't allow God to be God and put God in his place in our lives, and that should be number one.
Right.
And then everything else begins to line up. Seek first the kingdom.
And we shouldn't seek to limit God. You know, I think too often we say, well, God should do this at this time in this way. No. Mm-hmm. That's not the way it is.
Right.
You know, just like a earthly father, sometimes the answer is no.
Yeah.
You know, and we might not like it, but that's the answer.
You right. can't serve God your way. You got to do it his way.
Right. It's not Burger King.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, this is something that we kind of talked about a little bit before, and I'm going to give you some extra time to think about it, Eric. If you could take a time machine.
That's a math question.
Yeah, that's it. Here comes the calculus.
Some scrap paper with my calculator.
Yeah. If you could take a time machine back to one historical event, any time in history, but you could only do one, what would it be?
I'm going to the Garden of Eden and I'm staying there.
I mean, for me, it would be the Sermon on the Mount. You know, I would go back to actually have a chance to hear Christ teach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and to hear the words from his mouth. You know, to me, I mean, there's so many things biblically and so many things historically I'd love to see. But if I could only choose one, I think that would be it.
I think I would go back to probably the day of Pentecost, where Jesus, before that, had already blessed them, sent them to the upper room, and said, wait for the promise. And the promise was delivered on the day of Pentecost, when the day of Pentecost was fully come. And they received the Spirit of God.
Tongues of fire.
It flowed out into the street. And then, you know, about 3,000 was added, other than the 120 that was sitting in the upper room that day. My mind goes to the questions that must have been asked. The
right.
scene of the people rushing out of the upper room, and then all of the people, because there was people from every nation there, and just to see how all that unfolded and to be a part of that would be phenomenal.
What about you, Eric?
Oh man, I don't know. There's so many secular and non-secular things I'd want to say. I don't know, for some bizarre reason, I guess it's the action movie freaking me. I'd want to see the flood.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'd want to see the firmament.
From the perspective of the ark, I'm assuming.
Of course. Yeah. You know, from the shoulders of one of those rock giants from the movie. You know, get me on the boat! Get me on the boat! You know, but, yeah, you know, that'd be something to say.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That was weird.
And for you, the Garden of Eden?
That would be nice.
It would be nice, but you wouldn't be able to stay.
Before the whole...
It'd be worse than sea.
Probably at the Ascension.
Yeah.
Just because it'd be hard to have the option of going back in time and not go back at a time when I could see my King, my Savior.
and you know, and hear his words and seeing him ascend into heaven and knowing that I get to look forward to seeing that again.
Right.
This is one that I kind of struggled with so far as whether or not I would ask it tonight. But, you know, I think I should. We all come from very different backgrounds. You know, we all come from different viewpoints. Right now, when I look out at our nation, our country is so divided. How can we as Christians and just American citizens, how can we heal this? How can we bring this nation that used to be...
Prayer and love. That's it. That's it. All we can do.
I'll tell you, you're probably right.
One thing I learned a long time ago is the only person in this world you can change is you.
Yes.
But if you'll do that, it will affect change in those around you. And the best way I have found to change myself is prayer.
Yes.
And loving others.
Yes.
Gandhi just said, be the change you want to see in the world. Those are strong words, too.
I thought it was me, but Gandhi's good. But no, just prayer and love, man. That's it.
Yeah. Well, if you just take care of your little corner and everybody else is doing theirs, it'll start to get better. And I think part of it, too, is we just need to understand we're all different. But in the end, we're all the same.
I think we should come back to this after the break.
I think we should, too. I hear the Stones playing one of my favorite songs.
That's Van Morrison, isn't it?
No, sir. That is Rolling Stones, Shine a Light on You. We'll be back in a few minutes on the Big D Radio Show on 95.5 FM, Coleman's only independent FM station. Y'all come back now.
Spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes, too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show on 95.5 FM, Coleman's only independent FM station. I am your host, filling in for Big D. I'm Christopher Greer. And we've been talking about a little bit of everything tonight. It's been a really cool, really good discussion. But before we go any further, I'd like to send a shout out to a very special lady who, it is her anniversary. And I asked her husband, who is one of my close friends, Mr. Stephen Beasley, to please come in and film this so we could send it out to Facebook. And she allowed her husband on their anniversary to come in and film. I know this is something he struggled with, but Miss April Beasley, Sister April from my church, we love you very much.
Happy
Thank you for letting us borrow your husband. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Anybody who's familiar with my music, there are several songs that have been inspired by the Beasleys, and We love them very much. They're as much a part of my family as anyone could be. We've pretty much covered everything from pro wrestling to God to time travel. I believe Eric's got something. Have you got something?
Yeah, I got something for you. All right.
Let's talk.
I got a friend. His name's Eric DuBose. He's actually the guitar player for Patti LaBelle. Y'all know who that is?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Miss Patti, right? Right? Well, anyway, he was flying. That's right.
She made a great banana pudding.
She does. That's the same Miss Patti.
Yeah.
He was flying back from California, and we cut up all the time. He's a black friend of mine. We always cut up back and forth with each other. You know, we're cousins. And he was talking about, these white people sneezing on this airplane, keeping Kleenex in business. So we cut up, we joke back and forth. I said, well, you know, you better watch it. You might get some of them germs. You know, some of the symptoms may include starting to like strange things. So I proceeded to go down this list of things that I sent to him. And I was going to share with you a couple of funny things that is unique to our culture, okay? Here we go. You ready?
Okay, let's hear it.
When y'all see one, y'all want to make a comment, y'all jump in. You ready? All right, 135, roller derby, the World Cup, picking our own fruit.
Okay, hold on, stop right there. There's nothing wrong with picking your own fruit, and roller derby is an awesome sport that is not fake at all.
All right, Ray-Ban Wayfarers, camping, the book Where the Wild Things Are.
I love camping. I love
Where the Wild Things Are.
That's right. So white.
Hey, yeah. You're right. All right, hating people who hate where Ed Hardy. Funny or ironic tattoos. Sea salt.
I would add something on this, okay?
It might be in here.
It might be. People who wax their mustache.
I think that's in there somewhere.
I have had a firm belief that if you wax your mustache, at some point in my former life, before I came to God, I probably would have wanted to punch you just because you were waxing your mustache.
There we go. Halloween, hummus, peacoats.
Okay, hummus. Hummus is Middle Eastern.
I like me some hummus.
Yeah, I love hummus. My wife makes her own hummus. So
we like some hummus.
Well, you and I are kind of off white. You've got Navajo and I've got Cherokee and me.
Frisbee sports.
I glow in the dark. I'm so white.
You get out in the sun and there's smoke and sparks.
Now,
and
listen,
screams and flames.
We used to swim as a kid out at the Tennessee River, and I would swing off the rope, fall into the water, and they said they could see me swimming underwater trying to come back up.
You were sunburned from the time you left the rope and hit the water.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
All right. Scarves, New Balance shoes.
All right.
Those are white.
Those are just comfortable.
That's good. San Francisco, St. Patrick's Day, outdoor performance clothes.
All right, hold on.
St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day, really? Okay.
I think it's more of a red thing than a white thing.
No, it's...
White folks dig that.
White folks dig that, but St. Patrick's Day is Irish, okay?
Right.
It gets better.
And if it were... Well, I'm not going to say anything about whiskey and ruling the world, but y'all all know where I'm going.
Here we go. Ready for some more? Hating corporations. Modern furniture. Musical comedy. Gentrification and studying abroad. Standing still at concerts.
No, I can't do that.
Expensive sandwiches.
It's a sandwich.
How about
man?
Toyota Prius?
The expensive ones are better, right?
Yeah,
that's the way it is.
Absolutely.
Sandwiches.
Kitchen gadgets.
Yes.
Come on.
Everybody
like the Good Grips. That's
look,
right.
Okay, hummus ain't going to come from wishing for it. You got to have kitchen right. gadgets to do it. Yeah.
Vintage stuff. Asian fusion food.
They don't make it like they used to.
Of course.
Give it to me. You know we love
Asian fusion. Yeah, we love Asian fusion. Okay, before you say anything else, I make a Creole barbecue stew. I became friends.
I have not tasted it yet.
You will. He has. But this, I became friends with a chef at my favorite Cajun restaurant.
My wife is a chef. Or my future wife is a chef. I'll just tell them I'm so lucky.
I became friends with this guy just
now
to get this recipe.
Eat after the show.
And I added Asian fusion vegetables to it to make mm-hmm. it stew. And it is awesome. But go ahead. I'm sorry. I went to bring you some.
All right, here we go. Let's move on down the way. Snowboarding. 80s night. Not having a TV.
Well, yeah, I mean.
David Sedaris.
Okay, no, I can't go with that. Who's David Sedaris?
Well, let's move on. Hating their parents.
If that goes back to the whole therapy thing.
I think that's a youth thing, not a
white
thing.
That's more of
a
youth thing.
I don't know if that's a southern thing.
All right, here we go. Here's our last five. Y'all ready?
Yes, y'all ready?
It's good. All right, here we go. Number five, farmers markets.
Absolutely.
Number four, assists. Number three.
I had one cut out.
Film festivals. Number two, religions our parents don't belong to. And number one,
I've done that.
Karma's Coffee House.
Karma's Coffee House.
Karma's Coffee House, yeah. Yeah,
there you go. There you go.
Mostly in Coffee House.
What else did y'all add to that list?
If I was going to add to that list, I would say Birkenstocks.
Bluegrass.
Definitely bluegrass. Clogs. I hate clogs. Absolutely hate them. Let's see.
Yeah, I like watching people clog on them little boards, just like the white version of James Brown.
Well, no, I'm not talking about the dance. I'm talking about the shoes.
The wood, like the little Dutch windmill shoes?
Yeah, kind of pretty much, except they're made out of plastic.
You know, Crocs.
Crocs,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, Crocs are clogs.
Yeah, same thing, same difference.
From the future.
Yeah.
Futuristic.
Clogs. If you could take a time machine back, would you stop them from making clogs?
Crocs are pretty comfortable, man.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's deep. It's deep.
I mean, of all the things you could do with a time machine, that's not going to make my list.
No, that probably wouldn't
be. Time machines. Things white folks like. We like time machines.
Absolutely.
You could go back to the 80s and relive 80s night for real.
That's right.
With a time machine.
And play a board game, wear a tacky sweater.
That's right. Well, Dr. Huxtable wears them.
That's right.
Just don't take a drink from him.
That's right.
Oh, too rich.
That was the assist right there.
Thank you.
There we go.
Well, to anybody listening, I'd like to take a minute just to say, if you have any kind of guitar work you need, come see my band, Eric, at Guitars and More.
Absolutely.
If you need some tree work done, talk to my brother Dean Smith across the table from me. And if you are looking for a church, we would love to have you come visit with us at New Life Church in Arab. I'll tell you what, my first day going there, the words out of my mouth to my wife was, we'll go one time because those Pentecostals are crazy. And I was raised
snakes and tambourines.
Yes, but we put those up for the guests. And no, actually, there's no snakes. But I told her the Pentecostals are crazy. We'll go one time. And
there are tambourines.
We also try to put those up
and occasionally throw a rubber snake into the crowd just for good times.
Well,
right?
What's funny, we were talking about having a softball team.
Yeah.
And I lobbied hard. We should have named it the Rattlesnakes. To me, that would be hilarious. And I was the only one who thought that was funny.
Do y'all want to got it?
Well, oh no, other people got it, but my wife was like, no, we're not naming it.
For the record again, comedy is a privilege, not a right, and by default, that was a right to tell that joke. That is funny.
Yeah.
She
always says I'm not as funny as I think I am. I think she's right.
Spoken like somebody that's not funny.
Right. Well, look,
there's some parts of the country where some comedy doesn't go. This might not be the snakes in church.
Right.
Right.
We're going to go ahead.
Somebody in the Midwest might not think that. I don't get it. I don't get it.
Come on down to West Virginia. We'll show you. We're going to go ahead and wind things down. We're coming up to the end of the show. And again, just like with Big D and Danielle, we're going to close this show with prayer. I have had an absolute blast. I'd like to thank all you gentlemen for joining me.
Thanks for having us.
Let's do it once a month.
Absolutely.
Deadly.
You hear that, Big D? Pastor Cheryl, would you close us out with prayer?
Be honored to. Thank you, Lord, for this evening. We enjoyed the conversation that we had, the privilege to do what we've done today. You're a great God, and you're better to us than we deserve. We give you glory and honor and praise. We pray that you bless us, and you bless our country, and you bless our leaders. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide, that's right.
Don't get reported on Facebook for that.
No, we won't. Sounds like we got a minute left. Who's your four teams you pick for the playoffs?
Alabama.
Alabama.
I could see Oklahoma's looking pretty good.
Right.
I haven't put Ohio State out of the running. And
they're going to do that for themselves. I think they will.
And
I'd have to throw Penn State in there.
I'm going to go with the Birmingham Bulls, the Atlanta Falcons, the Atlanta Braves, and Coleman High School.
Done.
Put money on it.
I'll take that money.
Put money on it.
What about you, Mr. Beasley?
Alabama, Oklahoma, Michigan, and Penn State.
Alabama, Oklahoma, Penn State, Louisville. I'm going to throw it. That quarterback for Louisville is the real deal.
Yeah,
he is scary. I hope we don't have to play him.
We won't do it, will we?
I think you may be right. Well, gentlemen, it has been a privilege. It has been a lot of fun. Is there anything that we haven't covered? I think we've covered just about everything tonight.
I think that's all.
I haven't heard bumper music yet. I think we're still going.
She's waiting on us.
All right, go ahead and start it up. We're going to close it out tonight. We've already said the prayer. Big D and Danielle will be back next week. They've allowed me to host this week. We've had a blast. I'm Christopher Greer, joined by Brother Derek Sherrill, Brother Dean Smith, Eric Gibson.
Hoorah!
Thank you for listening on 95.5 FM Coleman's only independent FM station.
Night-night, Coleman.
God bless you, and God bless America.
I wish I found some better sounds no one's ever heard. I wish I had a better voice and sang some better words. I wish I found some chords in an order that is new. I wish I didn't have to rhyme every time I sang. I was told when I get older all my fears would shrink, but now I'm insecure and I care what people think.
My name's Blurry Face and I care what you think. My name's Blurry Face and I care what you think. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out.
Smell will take me back to when I was young. How come I'm never able to identify where it's coming from? I'd make a candle out of it if I ever found it. Try to sell it, never sell out of it. I'd probably only sell one. Give it to my brother, cause we have the same nose, same clothes, homegrown, a stone throw from a creek we used to roam. But it would remind us of when nothing really mattered. Out of student loans and treehouse homes, we all would take the